And trade and tariffs, and it just, it never ends. It seems like it keeps broadening on out, whether it's cars or steel or aluminum. And of course, a couple of 3 weeks ago, all of a sudden, intellectual property and maybe tariffs or prohibitions against foreign companies investing in technology here in our country. And to what degree do we rely upon foreign money for such investments? How important a deal is it? And also, how important is that business to the North Texas area? One man who knows is Dan Owen. He's a private investor. He's a venture capitalist. He's started a bunch of companies, founded G3, one of the founders of Spectradyne. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
Thank you. So for a good while, you sat on the vaulted 16th floor where in North Dallas, where all good ideas came from, and compact computer and all kinds of things. And it's gone. Where's the private? If I have a great idea and I'm in North Texas, where do I come to pitch it nowadays?
Well, you know, venture capital companies were a good tool for a job like 15 years ago, 20 years ago. The 16th floor, a lot of those guys were really, really more engineers that were focused on silicon and telecom, and what was going on, what's been going on for the last 10 or 15 years, really, has been the explosion in social networks and the explosion of all of these applications for the internet. And, you know, those kinds of companies don't require like $10 or $20 million to get off the ground. This is the kind of thing where you should be able to do it with $200,000 to $500,000.
So it's less capital intensive than it used to be?
Oh yeah,
because it's intellectual property, I guess.
Well, actually, because even more so, the tools that you use to build websites now, those tools are all free. You used to have to license that stuff. Now it's all open source. So it's been, you've seen a profusion of, you know, app developers and IT services companies. So, I mean, the VCs can't, I mean, the complaint for a while was, well, we can't put enough money to work in this deal. It's like, right?
In fact, I remember one of the big ones turning around and giving money back to investors, said we can't spend it, which is... Yeah, must have broken many of the cardinal rules of raising money. Well, how much of that business is left here, though? Because we used to be a player. I mean, North Texas was a player. I don't think we are now, are we?
Well, the talent is still here, and the ventures are still here. The venture capital model has changed. It's interesting. The family offices began to realize, hey, look, as investors, we're going to invest in venture. We don't want to be in a fund and pay, you know, fees and a carry. You know, we want to go direct, and actually we can write a $100,000 check and it's meaningful. So they've started to look more directly at early stage companies, the ones that look at early stage at all. Now again, remember, that's a small subset. This is the riskiest part of business.
Did any of this foreign money that they're now trying to keep out of the United States, or maybe trying to keep out of the United States, that was going into technology, did it even find its way here? Was that all Silicon Valley money?
I think it was all, I mean, it to my knowledge, it wasn't ever really a factor here. Now, what's happening now in Dallas is that you're starting to see money from Austin that's coming here.
wait, money from Austin is coming here?
Yeah, because, well, the thing is, they see, I mean, Austin's doing fine, but they see a big opportunity in Dallas because there is somewhat of a disconnect. There's a lot of talent and a lot of venture opportunities, but not as much capital. So the Capital Factory in Austin, they've just, you know, set up an office here. I just met with a group last week called ATX, a seed fund out of Austin, and they're opening an office here. And it's just interesting to see how the ecosystem's starting to adjust. And, you know, it's not driven by capital. It's driven by ideas. If the ideas are there, the capital's going to show up. It'll be family offices and some of these firms from out of town.
We seem to have a lot of sort of seed organizations too. We had a fellow on last week who's head of Health Wildcatters, you know, attracting healthcare deals. And we know this, the DEC, the Dallas entrepreneurial center is now also in Austin. I mean, Addison and other places too. There seem to be a lot of facilities.
Well, it's and UTD is doing an incredible job with creating space for entrepreneurs. But that's not the problem. I mean, the problem is how do you form these businesses? Like I'm advising a company that just set up an office in Dallas that actually is, their job is IP commercialization. That's what they do. So they've got one full-time guy that's down at the Bio Center at UT Southwestern going through their entire patent portfolio. They will find things that should be commercialized. But then what you do is you put your own people in there to start the business.
Right.
And you put that first $250,000 into the deal. And once you pull the trigger on that money, you have a pretty good idea of what that medical device is going to look like and who you're going to sell it to. Oh, I mean, what Fortune 100
right,
company.
Right.
You got to sort of have a sense of what the whole end game is going to be. And you'll find companies that will start doing that. I think you'll see some really interesting things in the healthcare space in venture over the next 5 years.
Okay, and you mentioned, let me leave it on this note, but you mentioned the key term is the end game. What is the end game? It used to be you start these little companies, you build them up, you get all the NASDAQ and all the New York Stock Exchange salivating, you take them public and make a fortune and walk away. That exit strategy doesn't exist like it used to.
Well, it the only time it really worked well was like in the second half of the 90s.
And that's not coming back?
Oh, no. It's too much regulation. More importantly, it's too time intensive. That kind of a process takes 15 years from start to an IPO. And especially if you factor in the lockup period for the stock,
the whole thing, good stuff. Good point.
And we went through one of those with HO2, my venture capital fund. But I think M&A is the preferred exit now for most ventures. And you
just keep rolling on down the road. I mean, it just
well, what you do? I mean, for example, I mean, think about how many large companies today really don't have R&D departments anymore.
Right.
They found it's a lot more efficient to try to cherry pick and go out and it may even be a pre-revenue company, but they may spend $100 million on something that's been validated.
Fascinating. It's an intriguing area. Yeah. Nice to know there's not a lot of good ideas out there. And also nice to see that the buy-ins come down, too. That's the best story I got out of you today. Dan Owen is the noted venture capitalist and entrepreneur, I guess, today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.